You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Welcome to MLB.com Extras, the San Francisco Giants. Hello, everybody. I'm Allison Fitter, here for my weekly chat with Chris Haft, our fearless reporter for MLB.com, who covers the Giants. And Chris, my goodness, I remember us talking toward the end of spring training that Bruce Bochy was actually getting a little peeved with his team for just, not performing very well, even though there were spring training games. He felt that maybe the team wasn't ready to start the season. Season starts, and, it's been a rough one. So very long losing streak to close the season. How worried is everybody at this point? It's still very early.
Outwardly, not very worried. They got through a lot of the hoopla on this homestand, which still has two games remaining. They got through a lot of the hoopla celebrating the 2014 World Series triumph. And so I think, even though nobody said that was a distraction, I think it couldn't help but be a distraction. And everybody's glad, I believe, now that that's over with, and so they can get back to focusing on the task at hand, which is trying to make something out of this 2015 season, which, exactly, of course, they have not done so far.
Now, there have been some bright spots recently, so this isn't going to be all doom and gloom. So Tim Lincecum, not only does he have a fantastic new haircut, which I was pleased to see that was the biggest news story coming out of the Giants camp for like an entire day, which is really funny. But I guess when you're Tim Lincecum and you've had this crazy hairdos, this is what happens. But then he also had an extremely good start and a win over the Dodgers recently. So what was working for him during that start?
We've been talking about this for about a couple of years now, and with him, it's an ongoing thing. He has to essentially relearn how to pitch, or learn how to pitch. I mean, he was kind of a thrower, and just a quote-unquote thrower when he won his Cy Young Awards, and he doesn't have that 95-mile-an-hour velocity anymore. His fastball barely hits 90, a lot of times not even that, so he has to spot it. He has to mix his pitches. He has to develop command of his off-speed pitches and make sure they move. They've got movement. And that was the case last night. He pitched great against the Dodgers.
And another good performer offensively, Justin Maxwell. So he was one of the last people to make the team out of spring training. And I realize that the depth chart in the outfield isn't as strong with Hunter Pence, but he's really making the most of his time. So how much of a lift has he been to this team as a right-handed bat?
A big lift. And again, it's isolated instances. But, for example, in that game against the Dodgers, he hit a triple and a homer. And in AT&T Park, that's about as good as it gets for any hitter. he hasn't had a whole lot of chances to play, but he's made the most of them when he has gotten in. And he's making his bid for more time.
Now, Hunter Pence, I was reading that I didn't realize that May 1st was even a possibility as a target date, and I guess it really wasn't, judging from what Bruce Bochy has said lately. But, Hunter is still – he still seems to be kind of far away. He has not resumed any kind of serious baseball-related activity, so he'd have to hit off a tee, taking soft toss, batting practice. I mean, there's all kinds of things. There's a process to this whole thing. So even if he's healed, there's a test that he needs to go through and maybe even rehab. So, we were talking about maybe the first week of May, but is this going to, you think this is going to sort of dip into mid-May or even later?
Yeah, I'm thinking mid-May. I mean, I'm just thinking, this is just me guessing. I don't know the medical updates or whatever. I don't know what, I just know, all I know is what we're told, really. There's no way to figure out more between what Hunter tells us and the medical staff through Bruce Bochy. And I think common sense dictates it's not going to be till maybe mid-May.
Okay. I'm sure that he's got it. I mean, we were talking about this last week, but has he been around? I mean, he's around a team, right? He's kind of working out with them.
He is around, but for Hunter Pence, he's keeping a low profile. And that's the way he is. He's not playing, so he really doesn't want to talk a whole lot. He's not being unfriendly. He's, he still stalks around wearing that goofy haircut of his, and he's awfully pleasant. But I know he's dying to get back in there.
Yeah, I would imagine. So the rotation has taken a little bit of a hit to JTV on the disabled list with a back strain. But, you know, when you start messing with the back, I mean, it's not as dire as if it was an arm situation for a pitcher. But still, back strains and back pain, I mean, that can really make or break, I mean, so to speak, a pitcher. So how worrisome is that for him?
Very, very. As you said, with your weird little pun there,
yeah.
It can, you know, it makes a, I mean, this is something the average Joe or Josephine can relate to. When your back hurts, you can't do a whole heck of a lot. And, you know, Jake Peavy's trying to go out there and, you know, get major league hitters out with a sore back. I don't, stiff back, whatever. I don't think so. So he's going to have to, he may be like Hunter Pence, he may be working on that, you know, over time to try and, you know, get back in there.
Well, I was reading through the news coming out of San Francisco. Did you hear about this city ordinance that may, that city supervisors are going to vote on, or they voted to unanimously to ban smokeless tobacco on playing fields throughout the city? Did you hear about this?
Yeah, a little bit.
So
I've been traveling around, so I didn't hear the whole thing.
Right, yeah. It just kind of came out very recently, and not to put you on the spot. So basically, they're just waiting, I guess, for the mayor to sort of push this through. And the Giants have been rumored to be supportive of this. So basically, they're going to ban smokeless tobacco, which means that the Giants are not going to be able to – I don't know if there's anybody that chews tobacco on the team anymore, but could be punishment. I mean, I don't know how they would enforce this. You can't really kick a giant player out of the Giants ballpark during a game if they catch him. But kind of interesting that this could kind of go into effect. And I know Major League Baseball has been trying to figure out a way to ban it. It's hard to, you know, when you're fighting with the players union on every little thing, it's kind of hard to do that. But that would be pretty interesting if this would be unprecedented if this act actually went through.
Only in San Francisco could they have this kind of showdown. It's, you know, it's a progressive city, as everybody knows, but ballplayers are ballplayers. But a lot of people who make these laws happen to be Giants fans or profess to be Giants fans, so you're right. I can't wait for the ultimate showdown.
And then we're going to end. I'm giving a little update because the Major League Baseball put out the voting tally so far for the franchise four. So they released the first numbers. And so the top four for the Giants, really can't argue with this. And I think we kind of sensed that this is the way it was going to go. Willie Mays, Willie McCovey, Barry Bonds, Buster Posey. So that's not too bad of a sampling there. I mean, if that was the way it would end, I guess that would probably be satisfactory to most people, I would think.
I wasn't sure how Willie McCovey would do, but he is, as I mentioned before, he is such a popular player, such a popular figure. You know, Mays and Barry Bonds, of course, we had no doubt how they were going to end up. And as we talked about last time, Allison, you know, I thought Buster Posey would do well, maybe not this well, but I thought he would do well because he is current. He's you know, in front of a lot of people, you know, every night right now. Excuse me, what's going to be interesting is how the greatest living player voting goes. Willie Mays is one of the top four in the voting right now, along with Hank Aaron, Tom Seaver, and Sandy Koufax. I don't see either Seaver or Koufax winning, so it's going to come down to Mays and Aaron. And, you know, they've always been kind of, you know, I don't know if you'd say friendly rivals, certainly not unfriendly rivals. Mm-hmm. But, you know, they get compared to each other a lot, and here they are again. So it's going to be interesting to see how it comes down.
It's going to be pretty awesome just to see them all together, as many people as they can get to get to the All-Star game, which would be pretty awesome when you see all the living legends in one place at one time. You really can't beat it.
Yeah. What's that? I got interrupted there for a second.
Oh, just that all the living legends, I mean, just to have them all in one place at the All-Star game.
Oh, it's going to be so impressive. It's just, and what they're, you know, is we both know Cincinnati area, Allison, you know, it's going to be, you know, it's the birthplace of professional baseball, and so it's going to be very fitting.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, Chris, thank you so much. Enjoy the rest of the week, and we will talk to you next week.
Thank you so much.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.